and I in you. That's deep. Because we know Jesus was in the Father. How do we know? By the works and by the fruit he produced. So he says, so as I am in the Father and the Father in me, so are you. So if we are in the in Jesus, we ought to produce what? Fruit. Go ahead, guys.
Yes, so don't play with your faith. Keep the commandments. And if we keep the commandments, we love God. And if we don't keep the commandments, we probably don't love God. And we'll see it manifest, and we will see his love.
Amen. So it goes to say you cannot live a life of fruitfulness without the indwelling of the Father. It's impossible. You cannot live a life of fruitfulness without the indwelling of the Father and the Son. They connect. So, if my life is going to be fruitful, I have to have the Father and the Son living in me. They have to be influencing my life.
And you know, we need to come to know him, to trust him, like in life. If you don't know somebody, you don't trust them. And it's the same way with God. We need to pray and form a relationship with God, and then we get to trust him because we know, and to stay in his word. And then the more you do that, the more you get to trust him.
Amen. So last week on this program, we give you 8 keys how life work. So if we look back at those 8 keys as we on here this morning teaching, you can see the relationship. So we have the relationship with the vine and the branches. In order for the branch to produce, it has to have the connection with the vine. And so let's look now in our time how our life work. And these are the 8 keys. Key number 1, who influencing you? That's number 1. Influence. Everything we do come from a place of influence. There's some person or something that is influencing you and me. We don't do anything without that. So number 1, you have to answer that question. Number 2, the person or the thing that influences us control our thinking. Control our thinking. And the way we think control our feeling, number 3. And the way we feel controls our action. And our action controls our habits. And our habits control our decision. And our decision controls our character. And our character controls our destination. So if Jesus and the Father is the number 1 in our life, at the head of our life, he will control our what? Yes. Our thinking. So we'll be thinking. And our old thought pattern would be on the Father. And we were thinking, and the Bible says, whatsoever thing is lovely, whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever thing is of good report, if there is anything worthy of it, think on those things. So your thought is controlled by the influencer, whoever influencing you.
Amen. In verse 23 of John chapter 14, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. So we have to, our influence has to be the word. How are we going to know what the word says without reading the word? So when we know the word, then we're able to operate in the principles to be able to manifest the power of God in the earth. He said, my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. So it's using plural pronouns. So is Jesus, is the Father, we will come to him and make our home within him. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship,
powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Like a love song, let my life be like a love song. Let my life be like a love song to your heart. Let my life be like a love song. Let my life be like a love song. Let my life be like a love song to your heart. Lord, the love you so generously, you were my sacrifice, you gave your life for me, and now I want to give, just as I've received, to live a life that shines, your love for those in need. So let my life be like a love song, let my life like a love song.
just this road, like an endless stream flowing through my life to the poor and weak. And let the things I do and the words I speak reveal the awesome love.
You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA Cocoa Beach and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. God bless you. You are tuned in to WGOD. God is always broadcasting. You're flipping your dials. We've tuned into his frequency. We're going to hear a word from him this morning. The word's going to come from the Apostle Peter. This is part two of the sermon that just started on Friday. It was a short sermon, only